Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from FatCat, and here's what she's got to say. Hello Samian. There was an anniversary I wanted to celebrate with my partner. I made dinner reservations and I spent weeks, if not months, on my outfit. I also spent a lot of time practicing my hairdo and makeup to get it just right. The big day finally arrived and I asked him to meet me at the restaurant. This was halfway through my second semester of university. And I went to class after getting ready for my date and people hadn't seen me all dressed up before. People asked me about my look. I let them know I had an anniversary and I was going out after class. I met up with the hubby and he seemed surprised as well. I told him about my day and how everyone liked how I looked. I was reflecting on a few things and ended up in tears. Because of the makeup, I refused being hugged. I didn't want to stain his work shirt. So I just held his hand and let him take care of everything. The next day, everyone was surprised that I went to looking like my old self again. They seemed disappointed. The next year, I settled on the same old vanishing act. I wonder what I'll do this year. I hope your cousin will send you the anniversary gift I sent you, if she hasn't already. Even if she decided to give it the same fate as the shirt, I'm okay with that. Also, you wanted to know if I'm jealous of her. Why do you feel like you need to act like a prick and ask me that? Of course I am. Or do you think I'd try and lie about it? Strong femininity is rare. Apart from that, your cousin will always be your cousin. Like your brother will always be your brother. There's no need for me to destroy such relationships. I learn more by observing. I do the same with hubby, and investing in relationships is important to him. He's had a few female friends that he's known longer than me, and I've never had problems with any of them. While we're talking about being jealous, you do realize I'm jealous of you. I wish I was better at expressing myself and putting things into words. I like to be able to do it when I'm not annoyed or irritated or something like that. Hell, I'm jealous of hubby. I wish I had enough energy to work and go to night school. Also, why did he insist on crediting me for his degree is beyond me. I never helped him study like he did with me. I just let him live with me. The best I can do now is work part-time while he works full-time. By the way, it would not surprise me if your cousin never took me up on the offer. If you ever think she needs a little pick-me-up, then let me know. For me, it's no different than when my parents asked me to do stuff like this. Besides, you already know what I want. Anyway, your 10-year anniversary for daily videos is this month. I wanted to congratulate you. It's quite impressive and has been inspiring for all the other channels that started after listening to you. But listening to you deal with your health problems makes me at least try and work around my own. We all know you won't be doing this forever, but I'll enjoy it while it lasts. When you do retire, hopefully I'll be able to enjoy your other ventures. Sincerely, FatCat. Well, FatCat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Also, thanks for congratulating me. You're right, I can't keep doing this forever, and when I stop, it'll be good for my health. When I do retire, hopefully we will see Bitcoin blast off and then crash, and I ride both waves up and down. And the final step for me to get better is to get off the internet entirely, and avoid people entirely. The only time I've been completely pain-free from psoriasis and other autoimmune issues was back in late 2018, when I was in Miami, driving around alone and filming videos. That's without any medication. My cortisol level goes up when I'm on the internet or talking to people. I can hit the road and shoot travel videos, but pass them off to someone else to edit at that point. So you can follow that venture, FatCat. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to me patting myself on the back for 10 years of daily content creation Clown World Show. Yeah, I'll probably continue creating content to some extent. When I retire from this channel, I'll most likely spend at least 2 or 3 years traveling the world and doing a video or two a day. Recently, when I got to Europe, I spent a couple of hours talking to my cousin each day, or relatives, and then eating some bad food. My skin slowly got worse. But if I travel alone on the roads and don't talk to anyone longer than 10 or 20 minutes a day to get people's permission to interview them, then I'll pretty much do fine. I have to do that along with not going on the internet and making sure that the weather I travel to in places is well above 10 degrees Celsius each day, and I'll be fine. I also went to Aruba for about a week many years ago and was only online a couple hours per day. And there was also a time I went to a cottage for 3 or 4 days with no internet and that also made my condition a lot better. But the best is when I'm driving and distracted with the car. Driving is the only way to force me off the internet where I can get away from it entirely. I finally understand my triggers. I've been working on building Lego mocks and realized that's too stressful too because I'm a perfectionist at it. It's a lot less stressful than before, but it still gets me worked up. I might just join the Lego Ambassador program and film and review their products at some point. I don't know. Also, autoimmune conditions are on the rise massively for many people. And I suspect that being online is causing it because technology elevates our cortisol and stress. But the dopamine is too irresistible from those devices, and I'll have to replace it with other things that don't stress me out. I'm also not that negative leaving this channel at some point on YouTube, because I had a recent revelation that the societal outcome would have been the same if I was here or not. Fertility rates still would have crashed, and the younger generation won't be needing my content, because they're going their own way through the dopamine rush of technology. It's the guys that are my age and maybe 10 to 15 years younger or 10 or 15 years older that I save from bad women, and that makes it worth it. But those guys are getting past the age of relationships for the most part. In a way, it's a relief that I don't have to keep going with the younger guys because they won't be taken advantage of by the women, and nor will they have regrets not getting into relationships in the first place. But the only problem I see them facing is how to create a rewarding life that promotes reproduction, with the next generation replacing itself. That's going to be their challenge. Also, Fat Cat, so you're jealous of me. Why? Because I can spend my time working all day. I just explained to you exactly what it does to me. Asking you if you were jealous of my cousin was all about pointing it out to my audience to explain female ulterior motives. I had to explain to the guys out there that women use other women in a man's life to get closer to them, or how women are insanely jealous of one another. Sure, you can justify to yourself that my cousin and I are family members all you want. It probably doesn't make it any better in the grand scheme of things. It's also hilarious that you say that you wish you could write and communicate like myself, and you're jealous of me. And yet I'm impressed you spent a lot of time writing this because it was an incoherent drivel. It made sense for a change, and I find it kind of ironic that you said that. I barely had to edit it. As for why your hubby felt like you had helped him with his schooling, even though you didn't do any assignments for him, it's because you basically gave him support. You inspired him to study and make a life with you. That was probably his motivation in the first place. Most women would be surprised if they realized just how little a man really needs from them. Just an ear to listen to and someone to spend time with and hold their hand. As for making you jealous, Fat Cat, or making any other woman jealous for that matter, guys need to spend time with other women even if they're technically friend-zoned, while cutting off the first woman from attention. And then watch out of the corner of your eye as she loses her mind with jealousy. Fat Cat appeared to be trying to bribe my cousin with a couple of boxes of goodies to get some information out of her. At least that's what I suspect. And no, Fat Cat, my cousin hasn't contacted me about any of the most recent stuff that you sent her, including the 10-year anniversary gift. I'll contact her in the next little while and inquire. It's been a long 10 years and a short 10 years. Time seems to have run forever from 2014 to 2020. And then we hit COVID, and then time just sped up, and making content for this channel became a bit routine. It wasn't until this past year, 2023, that with traveling and making the Memes the Week videos, that things have started to look up. I'll probably keep going on this channel for another 2.5 years and then reassess once I get to the summer of 2026 and see where the Bitcoin price lies. If I sell it then and short it and then buy it back again, then I'll move somewhere warm in the winters and will take at least a few months to think about the future of this channel and what I'd like to do with it. Right now it's just half meme content more than anything. So am I really making a difference for many guys? Is the red pill better served in short 30-second soundbites in a meme video? As for critics complaining about me making videos with Fat Cat's donations, I don't see guys like you stepping up to sponsor videos. Just the other day, I had a guy want me to translate my videos to other languages to make his life in India a whole lot easier. But who's going to pay for that? Besides, can't he just put my voice into a free voice-to-text software and then use Google Translate to turn it into the text of his own language before finally putting it into text-to-speech software? Now the normies are chasing early adopters off the internet and they're bringing their own vulgar, rude ways. But that's a topic for another day. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat would probably try to smash my door down if she knew where I was. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the cold weather, me talking to tons of people, and the internet that all affect my skin far, far away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.